This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has said that artificial intelligence is not just a technology, but an opportunity to bring positive changes in the country, addressing a special program under Skilling for AI Readiness in Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The president said the importance of artificial intelligence is rapidly growing across various sectors and it has become essential for everyone to learn the technology.
टेक्नोलॉजी तथा आपके ज्ञान और कौशल का उपयोग समाज की सेवा करने चुनौतियों के समाधान सीखने और दूसरों को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए होना चाहिए सरकार डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को मजबूत कर रही है भारत को एआई ग्लोबल लीडर के रूप में स्थापित करने के लिए इंडिया एआई मिशन चलाया जा रहा है आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था के ग्रोथ ड्राइवर के रूप में उभर रहा है भारत विश्व की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बनने की ओर तेजी से बढ़ रही है
During the event, the President conferred AI certificates upon learners, including students and members of Parliament, and launched the national awareness campaign named Skill the Nation Challenge. The Centre has notified draft rules for the four new labour codes. These labour codes are the Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020 and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020. The rules define workers, wages, types of employment, gratuity, bonus and social security of workers, including gig workers. These draft rules are open for public consultation and stakeholders have been invited to submit objections and suggestions within 45 days. The Labour Ministry had announced the implementation of these four new labour codes on the 21st of November last year to simplify and streamline the existing decades-old labour laws in the country. The National Sports Governance Act 2025 partially came into effect from today. According to the Sports Ministry, the Centre has notified the commencement of selected provisions of the Act. The Act seeks to promote transparency, accountability, ethical practices and good governance in sports administration, ensuring welfare of sportspersons. The provisions being brought into effect are related to the establishment and governance framework of national sports bodies, including the National Olympic Committee, National Paralympic Committee, National Sports Federations and Regional Sports Federations. The Centre has said the production-linked incentive PLI scheme for automobiles has attracted cumulative investments of 35,657 crore rupees so far. The PLI scheme for automobiles has been introduced to enhance the country's manufacturing capabilities in advanced automotive technology products. The scheme has a total budgetary outlay of around 26,000 crore rupees and covers a performance period of 5 years, from 2023-24 to 2027-28. The government has notified February the 1st as the date from which additional excise duty will be levied on tobacco products and a new cess on pan masala. The new levies on tobacco and pan masala will be over and above the GST rate and will replace the compensation cess, which is currently being levied on such thin goods. People across the globe welcomed New Year 2026 with enthusiasm, prayers and public gatherings. In Odisha, people welcomed New Year 2026 with much fanfare across the state. Since early this morning, devotees are seen gathered in large numbers at major temples to seek blessings from the deities for the new year. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings and best wishes to countrymen on the occasion of New Year 2026. Several people were killed and many others injured in a massive fire at a bar in Switzerland's alpine ski resort town of Crans-Montana during New Year celebrations. According to Swiss police, the fire broke out at around 1:30 a.m. local time at a bar popular with tourists as revelers were ringing in the new year. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading nearly flat in afternoon trade today. The Sensex dipped 8 points to 85,213, while the Nifty rose marginally by 6 points to 26,136 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.